to the Puck Guys Podcast, the best place for top hockey news and insight with, of course, a little West Coast bias. Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Mahoney and Jason Lamb.
Hey, everybody. It's the Puck Guys, Eddie, Jason, and Patrick joining you. See, Jason, I didn't get myself to know the tail end of that because you're right in the right in front of me this time, right?
Yeah, hi.
We're back. We're doing our 31 and 30. We got the Philadelphia Flyers today. And, hell, man, this was a surprising team from last season, obviously, along the same lines as, like, the Devils with Taylor Hall. But the Flyers, we can hop right into it, finished 42-26-14, lost to the Pittsburgh Penguins in the first round in six games, which Eddie was very sad about. Right, Eddie?
Aww.
I mean, your heart got real sad when you...
All the way to the Eastern Conference Final.
Oh, that's a big ask. Holy
really?
Hell.
Yeah, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Dude, he was riding that jockstrap. He was like, come on, Giroux.
Oh, my gosh. All right. No.
Take me home tonight, baby.
He lost all validity with me.
So the additions to this team, James Van Riemsdyk, long associated with an Anaheim Ducks team that never pulled the trigger on getting him somehow, right? I mean, everyone thought he was coming here. And then Christian Folin, he's also now a Flyer. The subtractions of this team is Valtteri Filppula, Brandon Manning, and Peter Mrazek. Poor Peter Mrazek, man. Such high hopes for that guy when he came into the league and then just kind of just never has panned out yet. Jason,
yes.
Looking at this lineup right here as we get started today, is there anything here that kind of blows your skirt up and makes you feel much better about this team, or are you kind of still down on the Flyers?
No, I mean, I'm not necessarily super down on the Flyers. They had to deal with some of their own injury issues, like one of their key cogs, in my opinion, was Wayne Simmonds. I mean, that guy is someone that really kind of gives them that depth. I mean, they were able to do as well as they did behind Giroux. He led them in goals, assists, and points, and was in the conversation for the Hart Trophy for league MVP. You got over 100 points. I mean, that's a guy that's a game breaker that can really kind of carry your team. But I feel like Simmonds is a guy that you really want to have on that team that kind of fills everything out. And this poor dude, he went through the season, or at least part of it, and playoffs with a broken ankle, a pulled groin, a torn thumb ligament, and a torn pelvis. He only missed seven games.
Yeah, why'd they let him only miss seven games?
How do you miss seven games? So my biggest question, I guess, moving forward is without him, you know, usually if you miss some time because of an injury and you address in the offseason, you're always kind of worried, hey, will that injury come back the following season? He's got four legitimate injuries you've got a concern. So if he dodges bullet one, two, and three, he may not. The fourth one may come up. So it'll be a little interesting what's going on with Filppula going. He only produced 33 points. JVR, 7 mil for 5 years.
He's a beast. 36 goals, my friend.
Yeah, on Toronto team.
Yeah, but this Philly team with their offense is all good. I have no problems with their offense coming in. Eddie, you'd feel the same way?
Yeah, I think they're a lot better. I mean, going off James Van Riemsdyk getting 36 goals last year, he did it averaging under 15 minutes of ice time. I mean, he was playing, on a very good Toronto team, but he wasn't playing on the best line. He wasn't playing, you know, 16, 17, 18 minutes a night. So he was getting it done on the power play, and he was getting it done when he had his chances on 5-on-5. And I think he's going to carry that over here. I mean, he's coming back home to the team that drafted him in the beginning in the Philadelphia Flyers. And that top line they had last year with Giroux and Couturier was one of the best in the NHL. And I think if Couturier is 100% healthy to go, he's projected to be back September 22nd, I think. And if they're ready to go, there's no reason why Giroux can't be a 100-point guy again this season, and Couturier can continue his success offensively. And then you've got, you know, bringing in JVR, having Voracek, having Konechny, and as Jason talked about, having Wayne Simmonds as possibly a third-line right winger. That's some pretty good depth. You know,
in a contract year.
Yeah, yeah, and so he wants to do well. I mean, I don't think he'll come back to Philadelphia, but he wants to prove to some teams that he can still be that, you know, power forward, 30-goal guy, and I think he'll have a good year. And then you've got Nolan Patrick in his second season playing second-line center now with some actual wingers, and likely with Voracek and JVR. You know, they're going to have one of the best offenses in the entire Metro Division, so I think they're looking pretty good, at least up top.
I mean, with that Sean Couturier injury, guys, has really got to be a little bit concerning, because it was the same knee that Ratko Gudas blew out in the playoffs for him in practice. But they said this wasn't on a contact play. I think he was playing in a charity tournament. Mm-hmm. And it was the same ligament, but a different part of the same ligament. Mm-hmm. That is troublesome for me if I'm a Flyers fan, or if I'm anyone in the Flyers organization that, you know, one of my top two-way centers is going to be having problems with a knee injury in his young career. So hopefully he comes back and he's strong and there's no issues there. But that's a little bit concerning for me in the front of it. Other than that, I'm okay with this offense. And we can move to defense in a second. Jay, what do you got?
Yeah, so as far as Couturier from CBS Sports, they're saying he's on track to be ready opening night, October 4th. He did injure it, but it was August 10th during a charity game. Like you said, a different spot than his original MCL tear. But it's a little setback, but they don't think it's going to be anything that's going to keep them out.
No, and Ron Hextall literally like grabbed the mic and he was like, it's the same leg, different part of the ligament. Okay. It's not the same injury. It's a different injury.
But speaking of injuries and things that have me concerned for Philly, it's never really, can their offense really contribute?
It's if their Chris goalie. Pronger. Oh, he's no longer on the team. Yeah. My bad.
No. So the goalies, we're talking Brian Elliott at 33, Michael Neuwirth, who I love, I think is a great goalie, but is coming off of surgery on both hips and at 30. So you have a 33-year-old goalie
problems, my friend.
Who is also coming off of surgery in the offseason, and his backup is 30 years old with surgery on both hips. You're not going to get the same goalies as you've gotten in the past when they're coming back from those injuries, and no one really knows who's going to be number one. I think they're both paid about the same, which is fairly inexpensive. I think they're both under $3 million, but they're both on contract years, but they're both coming off of major surgeries in the offseason. So that's my biggest question mark. After that, I'm not sure who's going to come in and save Philly, and Philly's where you go to die as a goalie.
It's bad news for them, I feel like. Michael Neuwirth, 915 save percentage, led the team last year for goaltenders. I mean, that says a lot. That's backup quality across the board in the NHL. And, I mean, this defense isn't terrible. Ivan Provorov, right? Yeah. Yes. And then Shane, the Ghost Bear, mm-hmm. are two really good defensemen in this system. Andrew McDonald's another solid player. Their back end's not bad. I think where they lack is goaltending. And if you look, you kind of need it across the league. You need somebody who can steal you games, and you're not stealing a game at 9:15. That's my biggest concern. Adding JVR, and if Wayne Simmonds comes back healthy and has an outstanding contract here, I mean, someone's going to pay him a boatload of money, and it's probably not going to be the Flyers, to be honest with you. It's going to be somebody else who's going to pay that, and unfortunately, it's probably going to be a team that probably shouldn't pay it. But I don't feel like Philly's going to pay that. So my question to you, Eddie, this is kind of your dark horse coming in. I feel it already. is Carter Hart going to make a start for Philadelphia this season? Are they going to go to their World Juniors goaltender to look for NHL caliber goaltending?
Yeah, so you kind of stole my thunder there. But I was going to say, let me introduce you to a guy named Carter Hart, who has been the best goaltending prospect since he's been drafted. I mean, his numbers in the WHL have been outstanding. I mean, last year he had 31 wins. His save percentage over 41 games was .947. His goals against average was 1.6. And then, of course, you saw what he did at the World Junior Championships with Canada. I don't know if he starts the season with the Philadelphia Flyers, but he'll definitely be down in the AHL. And if you look at the guys they have down there, they have Alexander Lyon, who I believe he had that 70-save playoff game or something with the AHL in the playoffs. Then they've got Felix Sandstrom, who should be over from Sweden, and then Anthony Stolarz will still be down there. So they've kind of got a logjam, and somebody's going to play their way onto the big club, and I think Carter Hart's the guy. I mean, his numbers in the WHL have been outstanding. If he can prove he can do that in the AHL, I think it's a matter of time before he gets called up to Philadelphia, because let's be honest, I think you're right with Brian Elliott and Michael Neuwirth. None of them are really going to steal the show and become a starter for this team. You know, they might be able to tread water for 20 games or so until a guy like Carter Hart is ready. But yeah, I think when he gets called up, he'll be a difference maker for this team. I'm not going to say he's going to come up and be immediately a top 10 goaltender in the league, but I think he's going to be better than what the Flyers have had over the last few seasons. And I think he's enough to not only push them into the playoffs, but make them the best team in the Metro Division, because that's all they need. They have probably the best roster outside of goaltending, And if Carter Hart can come up and be a suitable starter for them, I think they're better than the Washington Capitals and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Well, that's a big ask of a young goaltender, man. I mean, that doesn't happen a lot these days, so that's a pretty ballsy pick on your part. I mean, just to steal part of a quote, you know, as every good reporter does, you don't get the whole story. But Dave Haxtell says, I would expect Hart to come to camp with nothing less than an absolute drive and a mentality to make our hockey club. Let's see how training camp goes and where he is as a young goaltender. I don't want to skip any corners with development. That, to me, says, I'm not really having a lot of faith in my starting goaltenders. Let's hope this Carter kid comes up and puts up some big saves and big numbers here. So I think maybe your assumption's right, and they're going to be relying on a young kid coming up. But that's dangerous. You don't see that a lot in the NHL anymore. It's more or less like, let's marinate this dude till he's 26 and no one's heard of him. And then, oh, yeah, he's a rookie at 26, by the way, or 25 or 24, whatever it is. But he's never like a 19, 20-year-old kid that comes into the league and steals the show, which might be the case for Carter Hart.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, as far as that offense for me goes, if you look at their top five point getters, in the top five is Drew, Couturier. So
Jesus
bad at
Christ.
That. And Konecki. All of those guys were shooting percentages. So Drew was shooting 17.6%. Couturier, 13.7%. And Konecki, 13.6%. Those are huge shooting percentages that don't usually go year to year. So I'm a little skeptical if we're going to see Drew hit another 102 points.
Drew went on a run like Taylor Hall.
Yeah.
He went on a huge point run.
So they did that, but their penalty kill was 29th. Only two teams in the entire NHL worse than that. Their power play is middle of the pack. It's tough to be there and what they got and what they're going to do moving forward. I just don't see them improving enough that they're overtaking a Pittsburgh team, a Washington team. I actually have them dropping a little bit fourth in the division is my prediction. I do have them making the playoffs, but it's going to have to be as a wild card.
You son of a bitch. I have them fourth as well.
Ooh.
That's where I put them. Eddie, you got a number one?
Yeah, I feel like this is a bit of collusion on your guys' part. But yeah, I had them number one. I think they're the only ones, I mean, out of the teams you already talked about in Pittsburgh and Washington, you know, we all had them either one, two, or three. I think they're the only ones who've made significant acquisitions. Obviously, they've got James Van Riemsdyk, and you know, we really haven't seen Washington do much other than just kind of retain who they had, which I guess for them is enough. I mean, they're Stanley Cup champions, and then you look at Pittsburgh not doing much either. I just think, you know, adding JVR gives them a little bit of depth that kind of pushes them over the top, and as long as they can figure out their goaltending, which I believe they can, that's why I have them at number one. Of course, if Carter Hart doesn't play, I don't think there's any way they finish first if Brian Elliott or Michael Neuwirth has to play 50 or 60 games.
No, I mean, just ask the St. Louis Blues about or the Calgary Flames about Brian Elliott, and they'll let you know what he's all about there.
But, I mean, there's just something to say with Hart showing up because, I mean, Matt Murray came on the scene with Pittsburgh, and sometimes if you don't have a book on a goalie and they're that talented, they can definitely steal you games and all of a sudden create a buzz. And if they get a little bit of momentum, just like Drew did down the stretch, all of a sudden you got a different-looking team than maybe you predicted. But I'm more worried about how is Simmons going to play recovering from these injuries. They're the other goalies, and you know, you don't know what you're going to get when you jump a goalie up to the big leagues.
Well, that is it for us boys. Now you've heard where we feel the Philadelphia Flyers stand this upcoming season.
Wild card.
Definitely wild card.
Still in it.
But that's it for us. You know where to find us, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, The Puck Guys. And you can always send us a question over at thepuckguys@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. But thanks for tuning in. This is part of our 31 and 30. If you haven't already heard, there'll be another show scheduled for tomorrow. We'll be talking about the Columbus Blue Jackets. Have a great night, everybody.